The hardest question is, of course, what happens to cows, sheep, and viruses is scientifically and perhaps philosophically interesting. What happens to human beings is in some way scientifically not more interesting, but personally for the people, because we somehow belong to this species, it becomes far more important and interesting. And what happens or what can happen with biological engineering, which contains a number of problems, interconnected problems. Some of them are not entirely within the definition of biological engineering, but they are, see, advanced biological techniques. Some of them are in operation even now, and some indeed create a fair amount of practical problems even now, which are problems of contemporary problems that are even now as facing people, are those that are connected with artificial insemination, one field which is a practical, a social, psychological, and religious theological impact. There is another that is less common, but in so many ways not less important, or may become more important, is from foster mothers to, which is perhaps more of a legal social problem, to implanting fetuses in a foreign womb, into transplanting a fetus from one place to one womb to another, up to the point which is, it is just a development, because some of these things are already done. Some of them are stopped by legality in one country or another, and if they are physically possible, they will happen in some future, which is growing human beings completely in a out of any biological environment, but in an artificial womb, up to the, again, a parallel development, which is again not very far from that, and that's about cloning of animals, which is done already, and the cloning of human beings, which is, as far as we know, had not yet been done. But now, all these problems are basically practical problems. I mean, if it is done, how it is done, and if what can be done, because there are, even with biological engineering, we found out that sometimes developments that may seem to be completely rational and perhaps inevitable have some difficulties in which they don't develop in the desired space or at all. Gene replacement or gene manipulation is theoretically possible. Things like this have been done in many cases. They are still not done in any real successful way on humans or even on higher animals with any real rate of success. There seems to be problems and so forth, but these are practical problems that they are not theoretical questions, and the theoretical questions are possibly a myriad of questions. Now, let me just add to these questions something which is not developed for the time being now, but it's again what we call it science fiction ideas that are sometimes frighteningly closer to us than we perhaps would like to, and that is a different way not of bioengineering, but of dealing with creating pseudo human beings, what is called robots, which are perhaps not as feasible as others, but they are a possibility. Robots, androids, different kinds. Now, there are, except for the I'd say the practical difficulties, there are then conceptual difficulties about how are they conceived. As somebody would say, will the results be considered human beings, or won't they? Will these artifacts or new things be considered as vehicles, as machines, as mechanical bodies? Now, in some way, perhaps, unfortunately, some of these problems are so very modern that nobody in the past gave any amount of time to think about them, to define them properly.